It's early morning here in the Mount Kosciuszko National Park in the Snowy Mountains in southern New South Wales. Australia's Threatened Species Commissioner, Gregory Andrews, is leading the way, clambering over rocks. We're on our way to check some traps that were set overnight. If we're lucky, we'll find one of the cutest little marsupials you're ever likely to see, the mountain pygmy possum.
Oh, the door's closed, so there's most likely something inside it.
How excited do you guys get at this sort of moment?
It's like Christmas morning.
Hello, I'm Lucy Barber. The mountain pygmy possum only exists in two Australian alpine parks, and their very survival is threatened by feral cats which roam the area. Gregory Andrews and other researchers are looking at ways to control the pest. Their solution could be a cuddly four-legged dog with a nose for sniffing out cats. There's one in there?
Yeah, it's a juvenile. It's gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness.
See how small it is? It's grey. It would have been one that was born last November.
Oh, isn't that gorgeous? It's like a tiny little mouse, yeah, isn't it?
Look at its eyes. It's got a little black mask. It's like eyeliner around its eyes. And see how soft the fur is? You can touch it. They're very gentle. I'm Dr. Linda Broom. I'm a Senior Threatened Species Officer with the Office of Environment and Heritage, New South Wales. I've been researching possums since 1986. That's 31 years.
So why is the pygmy possum so important to ecology?
It's the only species that lives in the alpine area, the only mammal species in Australia. It's the only one that hibernates under snow for extended periods.
Gregory, how excited are you?
Oh, they're just so cute. I never get sick of this.
He's still really sleepy. He's sort of closing his eyes.
Closing his eyes and pretending we're not here.
Wants to go back in that trap, I think, yes, where it was nice and warm.
He's quite happy in his little bed and breakfast spot. There he is.
The mountain pygmy possum's really facing three threats: climate change, habitat degradation, and feral cats. And what the scientists told me a year ago was that it was the feral cats that were tipping them over the edge, and that they can adapt to the habitat changes and climate change if we can make it safer for them to feed and reproduce without the ongoing persistent threat of feral cats.
Can you talk me through what happens to the pygmy possums in terms of snow melting and then the feral cats coming to get them?
Look, they're a remarkable little animal, and they go into stasis or hibernation in winter under the snow. When it gets to 2 degrees, they automatically curl up into a golf ball and go to sleep. And it's a beautiful thing to see. And most people at the snow skiing don't know that they're skiing over an endangered animal that's hibernating under the snow. But as the snow melts, and particularly with climate change, with the snow melting earlier, the pygmy possums wake up, and if the berries and the food that they need to eat aren't ready, and because the snow's melting earlier, that's often happening, they're hungry, they're weak, and the feral cats are waiting for them, and they're knocking them off one by one as they wake up from hibernation.
There are only about 2,500 mountain pygmy possums left. That's compared to the 20 million feral cats roaming the country. Last year, the Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt allocated $140,000 to help endangered animals like the pygmy survive that threat. That money has helped the New South Wales Office of Heritage and Environment run a program called Saving Our Species. They're training sniffer dogs to help. Andrew Miners is a cat trapper. He's been hired for the program along with his English Springer Spaniel, Dottie.
She'll find some scats, she'll find spots where cats have weed. Where's the cat? Find. So Dottie's off.
She's she's racing.
Yeah, she travels a fair bit of country quite quickly. Hang on a second, Dottie might be showing me something there.
So Dottie has stopped underneath a log.
Show me. So Dottie's just shown an old wombat hole there that's been used by wombat anymore. So a cat's gone in there. Cat may be in there at the moment. And then I can come through and put my soft jaw traps in, and hopefully a cat turns up.
And what do you do with the cats once you've caught them?
Yeah, they just get euthanized on the spot.
So she stopped. She stuck her head up. She started whining. Yeah. And then you knew she'd found something, so that's when she got the ball. You threw the ball.
The reason she's whining was she wanted a reward, and the reward is a tennis ball. And, yeah, she wants it now.
Gee, so no chocolate, nothing?
No, just a tennis ball, yeah. It's a bit of a rough deal, but she likes it.
She's actually, she's a workaholic. She's gone back down the burrow. She's got her head in there. She obviously wants to find the cat, maybe. Is she ever naughty?
When she first came in the bush, yeah, she's pretty fond of ducks and stuff, but she's got that out of her system now, and she's very well focused on the job.
How close are you and Dottie?
Yeah, it's getting closer by the day, unfortunately, but we live in a pretty risky environment, so you always sort of threat that she's going to injure herself or get in by a snake.
She's got a lovely nature. How would you describe it?
Yeah, she's a very soft, gentle dog. She just loves hanging around with people. She loves hanging around with the kids at home, and she seems to cope with whatever the situation and the surround with her, around her.
Good girl.